Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Wednesday, May 20th, 2015. It's 20 degrees, feels like 18 degrees, but it's nice. It's beautiful in the sun, so get out, and if you're somewhere where it's that kind of temperature right now, go out and enjoy that. Especially if you're like us, or like me anyways, and spend 6 to 8 months of the year in cold indoor seclusion, because it's cold. No, warm indoors, but cold outdoors. Plenty of you probably were frustrated that I yesterday confused the fact that it was April when just 2 minutes earlier I'd said it was May in my chat with Bobby yesterday in episode number 95. It was a mental flub because I get scattered sometimes when I'm talking off the top of my head. And especially when there's a guest involved and I'm trying to make sure to balance the questions and conversation with the guest as well as remember things like dates and what month it is. Anyways, this isn't a calendar podcast either. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by you. If you visit goodstuff.fm/dailyish/96 and sign up for a small orange, I'll get a small kickback and then be able to keep going if you need a website. Or if you visit patreon.com/iChris and support my podcasting efforts on Good Stuff on Patreon. So I had a great chat with a guy yesterday, a fellow podcaster over on my Show Me Your Mic program. And he's a very talented designer, graphic designer, but has also some amazing, interesting rewards on his Patreon account and got me thinking about, so, you know, I don't really offer much in terms of rewards for Patreon supporters right now. And other than, you know, undying thanks and eternal gratitude and things such as that. But those are minor, really, when compared to tangible gifts of appreciation. So I'll be giving some thought to that. Maybe even I should just throw a reward of like a level of, you know, a hand-drawn picture by one of my kids that'll get sent to you or something like that. Anyways, we'll see. I was trying to I was thinking about a topic for today, and while I was doing that, I was listening to a podcast and seeing some tweets go by and lots of just ongoing, in my circles are, you know, Apple nerd folks, podcasts and tweeters and stuff, and lots of discussion, of course, of the Apple Watch. And I was trying to think about why I don't really care and about the watch and why it's kind of annoying hearing about it and reading about it so much. And there's certainly a part of it that's like, I don't have one, and so seeing somebody else talking incessantly or hearing someone else talk incessantly or tweeting pictures of or whatever about this thing that I don't have is kind of boring and or jealousy in invoking. But as an Apple fan, it both kind of concerns me, like, am I losing my Apple fan credibility because I don't care about Apple's latest shiny new gadget? Or maybe it makes me happy because I don't just love everything Apple puts out. But, and I haven't seen one in real life, and I know that's always a big part of there's sort of the initial, like, glow of after Apple keynote or announcement about a new thing where you're like, oh my goodness, I need that. That's so amazing. And then the afterglow fades and you're kind of like left with this, well, I don't really need that probably, unless you could have, like, if you were able to buy it or pre-order it or whatever, right in that moment, initially you would have, and then you spend the next, you know, month or so convincing yourself why it was important to buy it. But, I haven't seen one in person, so I can't really speak from any authority on that. Just based on the marketing and what I see from other folks, I still haven't really come up with a good use case for it for myself or just in general. It really sounds like and feels like a lot of people justifying the reason why they need to have this watch now that they didn't have before. And I know that's the same. You could say the same thing for me as I cart around my iPhone everywhere. But I didn't, like, our family owns an iPad. It's my wife's iPad. So we have an older iPad mini, but I didn't go buy an iPad just like a lot of developer and Apple nerds that I follow have, you know, an iPhone, iPad, Apple Watch, MacBook Air, iMac, etc., collecting the whole set or whatever. No judgment on that. I'm just trying to figure out sort of why, in particular, the Apple Watch. I don't get too uptight about people posting pictures of their Retina iMacs or their iPhone 6 Pluses or whatever. But the Apple Watch I feel like a bit of an outsider looking in on this Apple obsession and kind of being a bit disgusted by it, but also wondering why I'm not feeling the same lust for a thing with an Apple logo the way other people are. So anyway, I've started like skipping conversations, muting people on Twitter for a day that go on Apple Watch tweet discussions and stuff, and just because it really doesn't matter why or why not. I've chosen not to be interested in it, and that's just fine. And if you are, that's fine for you as well, obviously. And we'll all happily coexist. I just won't be able to get your heartbeat sent to me, and I can't send you drawings of poo that I did on my phone, so or on my watch. So I guess we'll have to survive somehow. Anyway, hope you have a great day. Thanks for listening. Check out the Patreon. Check out A Small Orange. Check out something funny that I can't reference right now. Have a great day. Bye.